This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. For close to 80 years, Ken Fa Medical Store has been dispensing Chinese herbs in Petaling Street. I first heard their story in an Afin Huang management Chinese New Year video, and I'm now here with the second and third generation players, the father and daughter team of Ng Chi Yet and Vanessa Ng, to hear how they're planning to take the business to the next generation. So thank you for taking time, Vanessa and Mr. Ng.
Thank you.
All right. You know,
for having us here.
I'm always fascinated by companies that have stood the test of time. Can you tell us the story about your father, in fact, your grandfather, who started this business?
I think I will start by mentioning my grandfather who came to Malaysia, I think more than 100 years ago.
Malaya, yes.
At that time. He was a Chinese physician from China, but he came to Rasa, which is a small little town near Rawang. Near Rawang and started his own medical shop there. And my father then came down to Kuala Lumpur to look for jobs. And he worked as a shopkeeper in one of the, at that time, established Chinese medical hall in Petaling Street. And eventually, with a little bit of experience, he came out and started his hawker business selling Chinese medicine. Then later on, during Japanese occupation time, he, being an enterprising young man, he went down to Singapore to buy some good medicine to bring it down to Kuala Lumpur and selling at a higher profit margin. You know, so with that, he established himself, and later on, with some friend, he rented a shop lot in the current Ken Fa Medical store in Petaling Street. He rented this place and started his own business until now.
Right.
And it's about 80 years. Well, because during that time, good medicine are not easy to come by.
Mm.
So you have to go down to Singapore to buy medicine. And because of that, you get a little bit better profit margin.
Right. So, Mr. Ng, were you obligated to take over the business? Grandfather did it, father did it. Did you feel that you had to join the business?
Oh, if I was trained as a pharmacist.
Right.
I was trained as a pharmacist and I worked for some multinational companies for a few years. Actually, my prospect in pharmaceutical industry was good at that time. But I could see that my father is getting old and he needs somebody to help him. You know, so I came back to the same premise and started my own pharmacy. Mainly is keep an eye on my father.
Right.
Mainly.
Okay.
So you can say I gave up on my career for that.
Okay. And you know, I'm sure you've seen many ups and downs in this business even before the pandemic, right? What were some of the earlier challenges?
The earlier challenges was a change of the customer type. Mm. The customer type, you know. Earlier that time when I started my pharmacy, the Chinese medicine wasn't doing that well. And most people are going into Western medicine at that time. So I could say my bulk of the business actually came from pharmacy at that time. And over the years, a lot of Chinese medical halls are closing because there are no new people taking over.
Right.
Whereas pharmacy industry has boomed and there are pharmacy everywhere. Mm. So the competition from pharmacy has skyrocketed. Mm. Whereas from the Chinese medicine, there are less and less players. So it turns round. So the Chinese medicine seems to be reviving at the moment, whereas Western medicine, because of very, very keen competition, it really eats into every pharmacy's their own profit margin.
Right.
So it's very, very challenging at this moment running a pharmacy.
Mm.
So in fact, we more emphasize on the Chinese medicine. Basically, it's because they are less competitive.
Mm. All right. You know, so I guess, has 2020 been the most challenging so far? And what did you do during that period?
Oh, indeed, it was very, very challenging because of our location.
Mm.
You see, in Petaling Street, it has evolved into a tourist area. You know, those days where a lot of people are living in Petaling Street.
Yeah.
And everyone, when they want to buy anything, they came down to Petaling Street in those days. But later on, where there are more suburbs are coming up, and most local people, they come to Petaling Street much less. Maybe, you know, once or twice a year, they buy the very, very essential, you know, but they still come. Mm. So my customer base in Petaling Street slowly evolved into like a tourist focus.
Right.
So there are more tourists coming in, and people from Singapore, from Indonesia, you know, they come regularly, they buy. So our business is sustained mainly by the tourists.
Right.
Whereas local people are getting less and less.
Mm.
So when the pandemic came, so suddenly you'll find that the tourists has gone.
Mm.
And local people, they don't need for them to come down here. So we have really suffered greatly. Whereas other pharmacy and other medical hall in the suburb, they're doing well.
Right.
Because their customer base do not come down to Petaling Street anymore.
Right.
So we are really hit hard, very hard.
Mm.
But luckily, we still have a little bit of old customer. They still come here.
Mm.
And basically, is we own the own build. We own the building.
Mm.
We don't have to pay rent.
Right.
And that helps a lot, a lot. Mm. So we just need to generate enough income to pay our own staffs.
Mm.
So it helps greatly.
Vanessa, when did you join the family business and why did you decide to join the family business?
I started being in the business, kind of get a taste of myself since last year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I it took me quite some time to think about whether I want to be fully in the business because, well, first thing first, I really want my dad to retire.
Okay.
<As well. laughs> Yeah.
I see, history repeats itself. Okay.
Yeah. Secondly, because this is such a 8-year business, family business,
mm.
and it's one part of our lives, even my siblings' life, you know, that feeds everyone.
Mm.
So I don't want to give that up.
Right.
Because of that. Yeah.
I also have to ask, Mr. Ng, it must be difficult to get people generally to join the trade. You know, how do you get people to, you know, your support staff to want to join your business?
Oh, definitely. That's why you see a lot of medical, old type of medical shops are closing.
Mm.
Because the old people, they cannot carry on and there's no youngster to take over. So this is what we are seeing now. So another way of evolving is to turn it into like a health superstore where you have your own branding,
right.
Heavy marketing and that kind of thing, you know.
Mm.
But I find that we are too traditional in that sense.
Mm.
We could not, first of all, we could not afford a big capital to turn our product into, you know, multiple products and heavy promotion. That kind of thing, you can do it.
Right.
So it's difficult to get people coming in. Yeah. And luckily, in a sense, because I run a school of Chinese medicine.
Mm.
I run a school of Chinese medicine, and we have a lot of young students who want to learn to become a Chinese physician.
Right.
So we have this group of students, they are willing to work with me as an apprentice.
Right.
So they are the ones that are helping me, you know, while they are studying, become a Chinese physician. So I still have a little bit of help from younger generation. But these are the people that will not be here long because once they graduated, they will have their own future to go to.
Mm.
So it needs somebody. And it's a business that is not, if I put it very negatively, it's very difficult to sustain.
Mm.
Really. Unless you really evolve. But when it evolves too much, it loses its touch of traditionalism.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to make a balance.
Mm.
A lot of people ask me, how do you define traditional?
Mm.
How do you define traditional? a lot of marketing, they use traditional as a marketing tool to, you know, to give you the feeling of nostalgia, that kind of thing. You know, but my way of traditional is we give you the what is essential. For example, when people have problems, we only sell you what is really necessary for you. Whereas other people, because it's, we're now in a capitalist society. So when a customer comes in, the whole idea is to sell him as many things as possible. But this is not traditional.
Traditional
is really down to the basic. We try to save money from for the customer, give you the bare minimum to solve your problem without you having to spend a lot of money. But if you do this in a capitalist society at the moment, you're not going to survive. So traditional is a sense that it's dying off.
Did you ever think of starting more branches, if maybe not recent times, but earlier times?
No, because maybe it's my own thinking of keeping that traditional value. And I find that this traditional value is mutually exclusive to the capitalist society. It's difficult to strike a balance.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about your future plans. I'm here with Ng Chee Kiat and Vanessa Ng from Kian Park Medical Store. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, it's Rita Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Ng Chee Kiat and Vanessa Ng of Kian Park Medical Store. They've been around for close to 80 years. And of course, I first heard your story in an Ah Pin Huang Management Chinese New Year video. Now, Vanessa, you have come in as a digital marketer. What are you bringing to the table to change things up a bit?
Well, first things first. Yeah, every generation, right now, I've been cut off. So every so every generation has its own spices, adding your own little bits in there. So my I plan to bring that digital culture into this old business to kickstart, such as selling the products online and also reinventing how we look at TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, in a lighter way, in a sense. Because currently, everyone's on the trend of, you know, having natural, wholesome ingredients. In fact, right now, people are very health conscious. And they are quite sensitive in all the nutritional values and not much of the synthetic stuff. So that's where TCM can help to improve your well-being on your immune system and in a natural form. So this, the TCM Chinese medicine, is kind of niche because predominantly most Chinese community knows about it because I'm 33 years old and I work coming from an agency background. I have a lot of English speaking colleagues and even Malay colleagues, they're really interested but they don't really know what's behind each functions of the herbs. Because what you can normally do is just to Google, but mostly they're all in Mandarin form. So I have to take my time to explain to them how do you cook it, what ingredients pairs with what, and makes you feel better about yourself. So then after that, I just spent so many years in the social media environment, I kind of told myself, you know, it's time for me to step out of the world and try to bring my skill sets to help the family business to grow even more digitally.
So are you all looking at packaged products, you know, as well, so that it's easier for people to just, you know, buy, you know, to make their soups and what have you?
We do actually have prepack soups, teas, and format. But those are the ones that, you know, like my mom, my auntie, they would take their time to actually buy the soup packs and really boil them. So most of our products, we have really cool and interesting ingredients, but I need to figure a way to elevate in terms of the packaging.
Right.
That's one of the steps I need to do. And secondly, some products, we have to not reinvent, I mean, upscale a little bit to make it more accessible.
Right. Okay.
In a way that, you know, people don't have to take the time to really cook.
Right. You know, so in terms of getting these herbs as well, right, was it a challenge getting these supplies during the pandemic or, you know, I mean, just generally, you know, finding these herbs, your suppliers, how do you ensure the best quality are being used? Maybe Mr. Ng.
In this line for so many years, we are very, very careful in get the medicine from our supplier, importers.
Okay.
So this is no problem. Okay, the problem is how can we access our sort of sell our product. So the problem is how do we bring our product to a wider audience?
Right.
So I was thinking through media, social media can bring it to a wider audience, and also add values to them. Add values, because by bringing in social media and popularize that, we can cut down on our cost. So we can give value to our customers.
Because I was just thinking, right, because when you talk about traditional, you know, medicine, Chinese medicine, people, it's very a very Chinese audience, right? And so I guess we have to reach out through social media to a wider audience. Right. You know, so have your other children expressed interest in joining the business, Mr. Ng?
Well, probably they would contribute here and there, but I wouldn't think they would do it full time, because all of them, they have a stable career in front of them.
Right.
Yeah, so far, I don't think so. But probably if it turns out well and we need more people to help out, I think probably they would help them. I don't know.
Right. And you know, if Vanessa has not expressed interest in the business, right, what would be your next steps? You would have just continued doing this until whenever.
See, if I continue doing this, I know that this way will end up nowhere. Because the society has changed,
right,
and we have to change to suit the society. But unfortunately, people is very reluctant to change. So if you don't change, you will go for a natural death. So eventually, probably I just wind up and close it and retire gracefully and that kind of things. You know, but with when Vanessa comes in, maybe she has some new idea and bring it to the wider audience and using the social media to bring down the cost.
Right.
So that would add better value and keep it growing.
Right.
So sometimes it may be a good turning point. We don't know. If you don't try, you wouldn't know.
Right.
So this one, you have to try and see how it goes. Because if you don't change, the society will leave you behind.
Right.
As we said in the beginning, that this 8 years business, we have been through a lot of trying times, actually. And each generation has its own format to solve a certain thing. So right now, I'm doing my best, experimenting along the way, and also, you know, figure out how to elevate the business, bring it forward to 2021 and beyond.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, as you were saying that marketing, I guess previously has always been word of mouth, and it has to change. So you're saying next year is your 80th anniversary.
Next year will be
80th anniversary. So how are we? What's next? You know, as we lead up to your 80th anniversary.
I don't know. I don't expect much though.
Vanessa, any idea what you're going to be doing from a social media perspective?
I would like for the social platform not just to be just a platform to sell you stuff, but really to a library to educate people, the public, on everything about the herbs. And that herbs can not serve as a medicinal thing, but it's also the most affordable thing to have it as a way of life in your diet and lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah.
It's part of
See, the way the way I look at it is nowadays, because of marketing, it rarely bring up the cost of medication, cost of purely marketing.
Right.
I find that it's very untraditional. It's not what I like.
Right.
So I was thinking that maybe through social media where you can open up your market and bring down the price so that more people know about the benefits and without increasing their cost of their healthcare.
Right.
This is a very, very challenging thing to do.
Finding that balance, right? And I think at the end of the day, it is the wellness message, right? As people are more concerned about, staying healthy and not the sickness industry, but the wellness industry.
What I don't like is the wellness industry adds increase the cost
right.
of your personal expenses,
right?
Which
right.
is not good.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that shouldn't be the case. Because at the end of the day, like, let's say if you're having a flu or just a light flu, you don't really have to pop a pill or Panadol. You can just have it with some tea, something that you can get from the back of your garden.
Right.
Some of the local herbs in Malaysia is everywhere. You just don't see it. You don't even know about it. So that's where the social media will serve as that platform, and also my dad's the Chinese medicine school they teach students that.
Mm. Yeah, you see, if you remember, I don't know whether your family perhaps in the old days, your mother, your grandmother regularly will make some cooling drink for you.
Right, right, true.
Okay, and these cooling drinks are not expensive. You just boil it and all the kids will bring one bottle and go to the school and drink. It's a cooling drink. But this cooling drink is so cheap, it's not going to sustain your business. So one way is they repackage the cooling drink as call it detoxification and sell it at a high price.
Right.
Where a lot of companies making good money on this.
Right.
It's something very cheap, but at the expense of the consumer.
Right.
This is not very traditional.
Right. Who's spending more than necessary. You're basically paying for marketing. Well, yeah. So it's good that, you guys have been around for next year, definitely 80 years. So it's been a very that's success to me that you've been around for 18 years, and hopefully we can change the narrative on TCM and the wellness industry. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Ng Chiat and Vanessa Ng from Kempfart Medical Store. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.